Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know that sticks and stones being thrown at you will cause wounds that will heal. And you might be a little bit scared, but when somebody has berated you, when somebody has insulted you, when somebody has humiliated you, when somebody has just really, really, really spoken to you in a way that makes you feel like you are lower than dirt, like you could easily limbo under, like you could limbo under a maggot. Yeah, that sticks with us, especially when it happens when we're younger. And it's interesting that they say to us, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, when we're younger. And the thinking behind that is probably that they knew that kids tease each other, so they tried that. They tried to give children a way to defend themselves or shield themselves from the hurtful words that are said. But nothing in life hurts worse than words. That's just the reality. It's a messed up reality, but it's a reality nonetheless. Nothing in this world hurts as bad as words do. And I wish it wasn't true. I wish it was false, but we go through and we pay the cost. It's going to be okay. We do this thing our way. Hey, hey. Cal Chamberlain is in the house. What's going on, mi favorita? I put it on my page that the show wasn't starting until 8. So if y'all ain't see it, you know what I mean? I understand. It's Stacey Yvette White. What's going on, my? Good to see me some of you. Yeah, you too. And Emily Dunlap is in the house. They're bad. I'm about to turn it out. And my big sis, Robin Ming is here to do a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. Let's swing Auntie Carrie, right? Morning, noon, and night. It's always glad to have my peoples going right. And yes, I. My brother Ansel Jones. Jones is in the house. My brother Ansel Jones. Let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun Sun 752. With this your daily go get him is the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. And I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling the same way, understood, understanding. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we talk about as long as they don't put their hands on me. As long as they don't put their hands on me. Plenty of us live by that mantra. Plenty of us live by that premise. Plenty of us live by that slogan. Plenty of us live by that motto. But is it real, Flash? Is it good enough? Well, there's a lot to be said. There's a lot to be said about this here thing. I mean, because on one hand, you know, y'all know I have to look at it from different perspectives because I have to be fair. I don't know what it is. I'm not able to look at certain things from just one single angle. So to be fair, if a person says that as long as they don't put their hands on me, everything will be all right. That could be somebody exercising self-control because maybe they were the type of person that was really violent in their lives. Maybe they were the type of person that would reach out and touch somebody if they felt disrespected or if they felt like you was loud talking them, if they felt like you were yelling at them, if they felt like you were disrespecting them, if they felt like you were berating them, if they felt like you were talking to them as if in a way that they didn't want to be talked to. They may have been the type that couldn't control their... You ever been backhanded in your life? Do you know what it takes to backhand somebody? Like smacking somebody, you can easily... pussy. But to backhand somebody, you got to be... Like the setup for a backhand, because it's not the normal motion. It's like... Bah! You don't even know if you're going to mess up your knuckle. There's a good chance you might mess up your knuckle. What if you mess up your knuckle? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Or do you know where you're going to? But seriously, that might be a form of exercising self-control for some people. You know, like, all right, yeah, as long as you don't put your hands on me, we'd be all right. As long as you don't put your hands on me, I won't turn this shit upside down. As long as you don't put your hands on me, I won't set it off up in this thing. I won't tear this whole place up. I won't gorilla in the phone booth your ass. And I don't know if you've ever dealt with a gorilla in a phone booth or a bull in a china closet. It can get ugly. Real ugly, y'all. And you don't want to go there? No. So if you've ever dealt with somebody that really went crazy on you, you know, it's something that you never forget. Like normally, if you get into a fight with somebody, you expect to just get in a fight with somebody. You know, when we was younger, we was coming up, there was a lot of talk about getting a fair one. Like, give me a fair one. No, give me a fair one. And everybody was on some boxing shit, whatever. You just start off that way. Niggas get to grabbing and I'm pulling shirts overhead and swinging motherfuckers around, trying to do wrestling moves and slamming somebody, stomping. You know, sometimes you got out of hand. But for the most part, they would just try to keep it a box. Like, I'm going to just get you with the hand. You know, I grew up with cats that knew how to hold their hand. You know what I mean? So once a cat start doing this type shit, once you start, I don't know. I don't know with the thumb to the nose thing. It normally meant that you was fighting some, you was getting ready to fight somebody who's been fighting before. I don't know where this came from, but it, 9 times out of 10, he threw his shit up. You know, he got the proper guard, making sure you ain't getting none of that rib action. Get you southpaw, just the left. But he acting like he leading with the right. Bow! 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 Like you ain't see the left. You, this, yo, his right foot was out front. That means he was pivoting on his left. Bow! That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And can't forget the whole, you know, pulling your pants up shit. You know that. All right, pussy. Like, yo, perpetual motion. Why is he bouncing? What are you bouncing for? Why are you doing that? Anyway, so a lot of times the words that were spoken was the thing that kicked off the fight. Not necessarily because you actually put your hands on somebody. So I'm saying all that just to reiterate and to confirm that a lot of times when a person has resolved to limiting themselves to, as long as you don't put your hands on me, we all right. Like, that means I'm not going to lose my temper. Like, yo, go ahead, man. All that huffing and puffing, you can talk all you want. As long as you don't put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Then you're going to see something you ain't want to see. It's going to be a hard flick. God damn. Okay. Yo. Man, never on network television. Well, this is the internet, but, you know. Man, this is bullshit. This is the bullshit. I'm glad I ain't had a beats in there. Okay. Hold on. Explosion, a colon ring. Explosion. Hold on, y'all. We're going to get back on track in a minute. We all right. We're okay. But guess who's going to be shampooing carpet? I give y'all one guess. Come on. Hold on. And in the grand scheme of things, this could have been a lot worse. Okay. All right, y'all, we good? Oh, shit. Still some, So like I was saying, right? A lot of times when people got into fights, it was the result of something that somebody said. You know, it really, really made them upset. They got pissed and, you know, shit went to a next level. And next thing you know, they was pugging. They was rumbling. They was fighting. They was getting it on. You know what I'm saying? And most fights start off of some over somebody getting their feelings hurt. So when we start talking about as long as you don't put your hands on me, you have to kind of think about the limitations of somebody not putting their hands on you. Because it's not as sweet as people may make it sound. Like, yeah, as long as you don't put your hands on me. Yeah, well, that might not be a possibility for somebody not to put their hands on you if you are yelling at them, screaming at them, or cussing at them, calling them out of their name, or disrespecting, or doing what they consider to be disrespectful talking against somebody that they care about. Nah, don't blame Crystal. She ain't do that. No, she didn't do that. She ain't got nothing to do with that. Did I blame her? I don't know. And so Joe said, clean up on aisle four. Yo, I'm not drinking that shit. That shit, I don't know. This shit was bubbly like it had like it had some kind of carbonate in it. Like, nah, I'm good. Levels is good. So yeah, as long as they don't put their hands on you, Have you ever lived by that motto? Has that ever been your deal? Has that ever been the way that you lived your life, or the way that you thought about things, or your barometer or your limitation on whether you would get physical with somebody? I'm not saying that you should allow yourself to get into a situation where you fighting, because we at the age right now, we ain't really got no business doing no shit like that. You know, we're at the age in our lives where we should really be able to work out our problems with people easily, or much easier than we probably did when we were younger. You know, when you're young and you're sensitive, you might get into a fight over anything. You may, you know, when you're younger, sometimes you get in a fight over things that don't even really concern you. Like I said, somebody might have said something about somebody that you like, somebody that you care about, somebody, remember back in the day, people talk about your mom, you know, playing a dozens, busting on each other. You know, that used to go to a different place. I've seen that go many places where people didn't want to go. Because everybody don't play that shit. Everybody really don't play that. Like, oh, that's why your mom this, that was your mom that. Even though it's all jokes, everybody don't get those jokes. So everybody don't play that way. And you'll learn the hard way when somebody don't get down like that. First, they'll warn you, like, listen, man, I don't really play all of that. Go ahead with all of that. And then you don't go ahead with all of that. And next thing you know, you under somebody's armpits. Now, you know, it would seem like a headlock is an easy move to get out of until you don't learn how to get out of it first. It's a headlock. This shit might hurt. You may have somebody that's skilled in the art of WWE or some shit like that. You just never know. But there's never a bad time to exercise self-control when it comes to to placing limitations on the things that you say. Timing is everything, and you'll learn that the hard way. But, you know, when we say that as long as they don't put their hands on me, what comes after that? As long as they don't put their hands on me, does that mean I can yell at you? Does it mean I can scream at you? Does it mean I can holler at you? Does it mean that I can call you out your name? Does it mean that I can try to embarrass you in front of other people? Is that what somebody would have to do in order for you to restore order? Restore order. And then that could take it into different places about what respect is and what the expectations. I don't know. Facebook acting funny. What the expectations of proper conduct are. It might give you cause to question that every now and then. But yeah, what comes after, as long as you don't put your hands on me? Does that give somebody the green light to say whatever they want to say? Does it give somebody the green light to not take your feelings into consideration? Is that what it does? Most people I know may say that as long as you don't put your hands on me, everything is all right. But honestly, I think that a lot of people say that when they're scared. Or I guess you could say it when you're in a compromising position. For example, the worst thing that you could ever do is get into a fight while you're at work. Because that can open up a can of worms that you're not going to be able to easily close. You know, you get into a fight at work, there's a good chance you're going to get fired. There's a good chance that they could actually bring forth legal action towards you. There's a good chance that you might even blackball yourself. But you might adapt the as long as they don't put their hands on me type of reference to say that, listen, I'm not going to lose my job over this fool. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sacrifice my livelihood and walk this tightrope without a net over this dummy, as long as they don't put their hands on me. Because if they put their hands on me, then I might lose my job today and my freedom. You never know. So in that setting, it might be a good idea to use the as long as you don't put your hands on me. Because you know how coworkers can really, really test your patience. You know how coworkers can really take you there. You might be dealing with a coworker or some coworkers that make you go home and punch the bag for a few hours. I know how it be. I've been there years ago. Years ago, when I was doing comedy, them comedians used to get on my fucking nerves. It wasn't funny. So I would go down my basement and just punch the bag for hours. Heavy bag, just swinging. Woof, 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 woof. And when you get good at the bag with the gloves on, so that's already adding extra weight, and you getting your punch muscles, you know, that's in your back and your shoulder. You getting them punch muscles really in really good shape, it's like you're preparing for war. So it's like you're not saying to yourself, yo, if he say one more stupid thing, I'm going to go right up in his mouth. That's a whole different animal. Excuse me. That's a whole different animal and a whole different scenario and a whole different set of circumstances. But when it's like, yo, if he so much as brush against me while trying to get past me on a crowded subway. I'm taking them out of here. I'm going to take you off of here. You'll know what you got into. It be like that sometimes. And when it pops off like that, you know you're in a bad space. But it might be that way. As long as you don't put your hands on me. Don't try that pushing me, shoving me. Don't, little innocent elbow. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you might be dealing with a person, or you might be the type of person that's only looking for a reason. You're only looking for a reason, a minute reason. You know, you on that, go ahead, knock it off shit. Go ahead, I dare you. Oh, please knock it off. Please. Oh, you in my vicinity in the air. Ah! Remember that shit on wrestling? If y'all used to watch wrestling back in the 80s, Tony Atlas, his move was, boom. Who the hell is waiting for you to do this? Then this. Wrestling. Wrestling in the 80s was on some other shit, man. wrestling was on some other shit. Still is. But in the 80s, it was funnier because I was younger, you know what I'm saying? And I thought that shit was real. You know what I mean? Oh, Emily said that Crystal knocked it over. Okay. Ansel Jones said, I had an army troop give me a little shoulder bump. His supervisor pulled us to the side and said, do we have a problem meeting, including him? I said, yes. Where's your boxing ring? And so I don't know how you went to the Air Force. You are a Marine. Cats in the Air Force do not be looking to pop some shit off all the time. You are a Marine, sir. Marines fight all the time. They look for reasons to fight. At war and on stateside. You are a Marine, sir. You missed your calling. You did too good on the ASVAB. Is that what happened, Ansel? Did you score too high on the ASVAB and the Marines was like, nah, man, fuck out of here. You take your ass on over to the Air Force. We don't need that shit. We got you on front line. We ain't trying to kill no brain. Go somewhere where you'll never fight. Go ahead. Go to the Air Force. Go to the Air Force. Go Air Force. Go Air Force. Stop fucking with you. He said he kicked everyone out and said, y'all have 1 minute to fix it. A bruised rib later, no more problems. Marine Junior. Ah! Yo, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. So you did Marine Roxy, but went into the Air Force? That damn ASVAB. That goddamn ASVAB. He scored too high on the ASVAB, y'all. Couldn't get into the Marines. Man, all right. Anyway, as long as they don't put their hands on me. You know, in a relationship, that can get ugly. You know what I mean? If you're dealing with a domestic partner, you dealing with your man or your woman or your spouse, and you pretty much been relegated to the whole as long as they don't put their hands on me thing. Like, really? So everything is all right in y'all marriage, everything is all right in y'all union, everything is all right in y'all household, as long as he or she don't put their hands on you. So they talking to you any old kind of way, you know, saying all kinds of shit like you ain't no kind of mother, you ain't no kind of father. You don't do this, that, and the third. You ain't shit, blah, 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 blah. You don't come from shit and all of that. But it's all good as long as they don't put their hands on you. So for your friends who talk shit about how bad your relationship is, you're like, yeah, but I bet you that he don't be whooping my ass like some people. And that's your justification. That's good enough for you. I mean, really, that's gonna work for you. As long as he don't put his hands on you, then it's not domestic violence. I guess it's not domestic violence if it really doesn't get physical, but it's definitely not healthy relationship behavior. That's not a good look. It's not a good look. And that's man or woman, male or female. Because many women verbally abuse their men. Y'all have heard it. Talk about his manhood, his inability to keep a job or build a stable income. You know? His limitations on certain things. His inability maybe to keep certain things or do certain things. You might even tease him about his dreams and aspirations. You ain't never going to be nothing. Don't nobody want your old bum ass. You ain't never going to blah, 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 blah. You ain't never going to be in the Marines, Junior ROTC, Junior ROTC. You ain't never going to be able to do that shit. You'll never make it into the Air Force. You ain't never going to score high on the ASVAB. You ain't never going to make it, son. And you know, when the person that you love shows their disbelief in you, that's a hard thing to deal with. When the person that you love, the person that you want to share your dreams and aspirations with, is the one that's telling you that you ain't never going to make it in nothing, or that you're not good enough. Or that you should just stop trying because it ain't never going to work out for you. Not a good look. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my? What's going on, my? So. That's it. Yeah, but that's one of the hardest things for a person to deal with. Person that you love, the person that you climb in the bed with on a regular basis, that's the one that's shitting on you. But it's cool as long as they don't put their hands on you. Well, are there some people who think differently? Like, are there people out there who think more like, yeah, well, long as you don't hit me hard, we all right, but don't be yelling and screaming at me. Are there people who think like that? I'm sure that there are. You may know some. I'm sure that there are people who think that way. Well, yeah, I mean, he don't whoop my ass. We be fighting though. I know y'all have heard somebody say that. Yeah, I mean, he don't whoop my ass, but we be fighting. We be pugging. It's tough. And what's really tough about it is when a person doesn't realize what kind of trouble they're in. You might be in a really troubled situation, but you don't see that. You don't see it that way. Maybe she grew up in an environment, maybe she grew up in a household where domestic violence was okay. Domestic violence was okay. But speaking ill about somebody, raising your voice at somebody wasn't okay. It happens. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but it definitely, definitely happens. So, you know, in that situation, what do you do? How you handle it, Roy? How you handle that? Most people go back to what they were trained to do. They go back to what they know. They rely on what they know, which makes sense to me. But what happens when what you know is either getting into physical violence or getting into violent shouting matches and things like that? What happens? What happens? Because you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there, but you might be there already. As long as they don't put their hands on you. As long as they don't put their hands on you. As long as they don't put their hands on me. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. If you would like to call into the show and give your 2 cents, you know, and if you like this flow and you really want to get it on the go, you can dial 319-527-6199. Yes, number to call up at a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all, up at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line up at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby, on. 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 Get your shine, baby, 319-527-6199, baby. What happens when you employ the mantra of as long as they don't put their hands on me and somebody knows that? So what happens when somebody knows that as long as they don't put their hands on you, you're not going to put your hands on them. There isn't going to be anything physical, which means to them that there's no real threat. There's no real threat of retaliation or reciprocation. What happens when a person knows that you live by the mantra, well, as long as they don't put their hands on me, it's whatever? What happens? In some people's mind, that's going to give them the green light to disrespect you. Not everybody is rational. Not everybody has been raised with the good sense that the good Lord gave them. Not everybody is like that. So some people might honestly and truly take unfair advantage of the fact that you said, you know, you are the type that says, as long as you don't put your hands on me, we good. So they take that as the green light to act a fool on you. And that person could be the person that you love. And domestic violence situation, I think that although I believe that people can be in a domestic violence situation and still deeply care about each other and even deeply love each other, but that's hard to convince. That's hard to convince a person who's been through that and has been really, really mentally and emotionally scarred by that. They don't want to hear that shit, and I don't blame them. What you mean? Yeah, you gonna damn near love me to death, or at the very least, love me into the hospital. Look, you love me hurt. You love me sick. You love me in the ICU. Knocked out my eye socket. I can't see you. Yeah, that's tough shit. It really is. Try to tell a person who's been in a domestic violence situation a time or two or multiple times or at least a time that was that detrimental to their health or that almost took them up out of here. They ain't trying to hear that shit. No. So when you start talking about, as long as they don't put their hands on me, there's a whole lot of cultural implications. There are a lot of cultural implications that are wrapped up in it. Where you come from? What do you know? What have you been taught? How have you been reared and raised? What have you been taught is right or wrong? Because I swear to God, man, it almost seems to me that some women have actually taught their sons to beat up their girlfriend. They may not have said to do it, but there are more than one way to teach a person to do something besides directly teaching them to do it or telling them to do it. And it's sad. Real sad, you know what I'm saying? It's not a good look at all. But if she was the type that employed the mantra, like, as long as you don't put your hands on me, or my man don't whoop my ass. We be fighting, though. My man don't whoop my ass, but we be fighting, though. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And so Jones says, you're never going to be a good parent. I can't see how someone can hold back. I can't see how someone can hold someone back. Oh, you're never going to be a good parent. Yeah. You know, you ain't no kind of father. You ain't no kind of father. Or you ain't no kind of man. You ain't no kind of man. Or you ain't no kind of mother. You know, there have been plenty of mothers that struggled. There have been plenty of mothers, or should I say plenty of women, who have really struggled with womanhood. There have been plenty of women who have really struggled with motherhood. Not everybody gets it right. You know, we think that women are instinctively maternal. But we probably all know some who ain't. We probably know women who really couldn't do the mother thing. They ain't had no business having no kids. But they had them, and the struggle was really real for them. It was real, you understand? It was real. So, and we don't think or talk a lot about the women who have struggled with motherhood. We sort of sweep it to the side, like that's just a extremely small section of our society. But it isn't always. In different ways, you can see how many women have struggled with parenthood. You know, if you think about some women who weren't really all that active in their children's lives, but they made sure that they got them everything that they wanted. They bought them all kinds of shit, spoiled them rotten in that way, and they could have anything they wanted except for love and attention, time and attention. Except for time and attention. Here it is. I'm looking at a picture of Marcus Garvey here. He says, never forget that intelligence rules the world and ignorance carries the burden. Therefore, remove yourself as far as possible from ignorance and seek as far as possible to be intelligent. You know, Marcus Garvey was all about the Back to Africa movement. He believed that we should go back to Africa. We shouldn't put up with this bullshit in the States. He was Jamaican. He was Jamaican. The interesting part about it is there's no proof that Marcus Garvey had ever gone to Africa. There's no proof that he had ever been. So he was always talking about this back to Africa thing. But there's a good chance that he never went there himself. Does that mean that you can't go back to Africa? Like, it doesn't mean that had been there. He couldn't have, it couldn't have been his first trip too when he got everybody else to go. It doesn't mean that. But I'm not so sure if he didn't say that he had been to Africa. So let's see. Let's just see. Did Marcus Garvey ever go to Africa?
According to Wikipedia, Marcus Mosiah Garvey was born on August 17, 1887 in St. Anne's Bay, a town in the colony of Jamaica. In the context of colonial Jamaican society, which had a colorist social hierarchy, Garvey was considered at the lowest end, being a black child who believed he was of full African ancestry.
Did he ever go to Africa? Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay. From his headquarters in Harlem, New York, Marcus Garvey gave speeches to African Americans suggesting they move to Africa for liberation. He and his organization, the UNIA, Universal Negro Improvement Association, attracted many interested followers. Over time, this movement grew to spur one of the largest African American mass migrations in history. But did he go? Did he go? Let me see, baby. Did Marcus Garvey go to Africa? Oh, God. You got to create an account in order to answer the question? I'll give a real email address. Okay. Now, give me an answer. I'm not doing that shit. Fuck this. I'm not doing that shit. That's too much. Did he ever go? Did he ever go? Many people believe that he never went there himself. And they say that diminishes the whole back to Africa thing. I don't know. See, Marcus Garvey's birthday was yesterday. May he rest in peace. Happy heavenly birthday. Only thing is, him being a Leo, he might have made that shit up. Sometimes Leos make shit up. Listen, I mean, you know, we might be the greatest sign in the zodiac, but sometimes we make shit up. Not me, but them, they be making shit up. Now, I don't do that shit. I be telling the truth, but they be making shit up. I'm just saying. They be making shit up. So he might have made, I'm just saying, man. You know what I mean? What the fuck? And so Joe says, I laugh when people say, I wish you would hit me. And so Joe says, cue the Disney music. I'm going to Disney World. Yeah. All right. And yeah, Kara, I think they do be asking to get hit. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. He's super hot. Okay. Emily says, like you just made up that Leos are the greatest sign. Nah, they ain't. I ain't make that up. That shit is real. Leo season, baby. Who did you talking about? That's a fact. I mean, the sheer numbers prove that. But listen. But they do be making shit up, though. You know? I mean, remember Miss Cleo? Remember Miss Cleo, you know, the call me now, the psychic John. He's a Leo. May she rest in peace, but some Leos have pulled off some of the biggest frauds, and I'm just saying. Like, look, I'd be like, oh, no. Not another way. Come on, man. Y'all fucking the game up. Bad enough we be having to defend ourselves. Nah, this is straight 412. This is straight, what do you call it? Straight, extended warranty. Extended warranty. As long as they don't put their hands on me. As long as they don't put their hands on me, baby. I don't know. I don't think you can get very far when that's your motto. But that may just be my feelings on the topic. Like I said, I can see it where that's a form of self-control for some people who may be prone to violence when they get their feelings hurt. So maybe they have to say, well, no, I'm a chill. I ain't going to set it off. I ain't going to get all crazy in here as long as nobody put their hands on me. Now, you may say that it's cool as long as you don't put your hands on me, but that may not be how you feel about somebody else that you do care about. You may feel like, well, I don't care if you don't put your hands on them. If you threaten them, I'm whoop that ass. I will get an ass a whoop. I get an ass a whoop. Okay. And it be like that sometimes. Shoot. I wish the cops was more like that. I wish cops was more like, well, as long as they don't put his hands on me, you know, everything'll be all right. But they don't, shit. They don't be like that at all, do they? White cops dealing with black so-called collars, violators. It'd be ugly, and it don't have nothing to do with who ever put their hands on who. Not about all that. Robbie Mink says, Leos are not the greatest sign. Stop that BS, Omar. So who would be the greatest sign? Capricorn, maybe? Really? Jesus was a Capricorn. What did he ever do? I rest my case. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Carol talking about some Aquarius is better than Leo. Oh, my God. You ain't going to find nobody outside of the sign of Aquarius that'll co-sign that. Nobody. See, now y'all start. listen, y'all disrespecting Leo season. That's number one. And that listen, I'm like, as long as y'all don't put your hands on me, I'm like, nah, fuck that. Come around me talking about some Aquarius is better than Leo. I will choke you until you are unconscious. And I'll do it just for the look. You see how powerful these arms look? I was just... Yeah. Get the pose on. You're like, that's what you get. Break out of that, Aquarius. I never seen an Aquarius with big arms. I haven't. How you explain that, Carol? Coincidence? I think not. Aquarians don't work out. Period. Oh boy. And so it says the best sign is a sign here on my check. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Depends on the size of the check though. It just depends on the size of the check, though. You know what I'm saying? Just that. All right, y'all. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs and get on up out of here. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious August 18th, the 18th of Leo, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. You get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Tasha Bryant, turning 50 years old today. Have such a 1971, fresh, free, and fine. And also Roxy Saravia turning 44. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now? And Stella Greer, happy birthday to you. And Keisha Brown turning 27 years old today. And my man go-getter Eric Michael Gregory turning 49 years old today. And also Hez Enriquez turning 34 years old today. And also Omar McIntyre turning 41 years old today. And I'm not bullshitting. I think he's my cousin. Omar McIntyre. But he spells his name with one R. Omar McIntyre. Happy birthday to you. Oh, what up, Faith? What's going on? And also Annette Jones turning 62 years old today, and LaTanya Somerville turning 49 years old today, and LaVarnia Chef Mitchell, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, go get her, Angela Poole, my girl Angela Poole. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious August 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the dance. The dance. The rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, and check it on out. as long as you don't have put your hands on me, no doubt everything is going to be okay. Well, it might not, but I'm going to say this right now. I say, keep your hands to yourself. Good health is what we need, and I don't want to see you bleed, but if you extend your hand in the wrong way, you might not get the same hand back today. Five fingers across the face, one thumb, four fingers, and you feel stupid and dumb because you could have really prevented the situation, but you wasn't thinking about that too. You got a laceration all up on your grill. As long as you don't put your hands on me, that's how I feel. We got to stop the violence, man. You know what I mean? We got to stop the violence. One, two, three, the crew is called BDP. And if we want to make it to the hip, to tip top, stop the violence in hip hop. Y-O. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. That's what we're going for. 7 o'clock tomorrow, back on track, doing the right thing. So I'm going to get with y'all a blog talk. I get with you.
Oh.
And.